Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It is July 1st on this Tuesday. Some scary headlines in California this week about serious accidents and mistakes in hospitals, 1,000 of them, and some of them deadly. The news comes from a law that now forces hospitals to report all preventable errors that cause significant patient injury. The first set of those numbers show every month 100 patients are injured in California hospitals. Joining us now, Joe McCannon, the vice president of the Institute for Health Improvement, a nonprofit agency, and he's going to provide us with a bigger picture. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
What kind of preventable instances are we talking about in California?
Well, in California, you're talking about several different types of harm. They can be anything from what we would consider really egregious forms of error, like amputating the wrong limb, for instance, all the way to things like having people suffer mildly from medication error or an infection of some kind. So the level of the problem here is something that we actually see nationally, and it's relatively common, unfortunately.
In the medical community, they refer to them as never events, as in something that never should have happened. Explain the purpose of the law in California that now requires hospitals to report these events.
Well, I think the law in California that's been contemplated is a law that will take a first step, and the first step is to make the public aware that these events are happening, to require hospitals to disclose that information. In some states, payer organizations are also requiring that the organizations disclose this information so that they won't actually be reimbursed when a harmful event like this occurs. It's not the whole solution, of course, because we have to help hospitals figure out the hard work of actually solving these problems. But it's a first step in many cases.
Joe, what's the consequence for the hospital? Because as you noted, you're talking about very serious errors in some cases. The wrong person's appendix was removed, or an unattended patient actually died in one of those instances in California. What's the consequence for the hospital?
Well, the consequences for the hospitals can be several. Litigation, serious lawsuits are one possible consequence, but there are other consequences with legislation like this where a hospital will not be paid for the care that's provided associated with the harmful event. It's also certainly the case that reputation can be severely damaged in these instances.
And Joe, you noted that it is a serious problem nationwide. The American Hospital Association reports that 37 million people enter hospitals a year. One in three are injured. And in fact, in 2000, 2001, and 2002, they report that an average of 195,000 Americans died because of potentially preventable incidences in hospitals.
Yeah, this is a very, very serious national problem, and it's one that's relatively unknown. But when we talk about the level of harm that's reported in California, for instance, we're really just talking about the tip of the iceberg there. We estimate ourselves that there are about 15 million patient injuries in U.S. hospitals every year. And again, these range from mild errors all the way to events that ultimately cause people to die.
Well, Joe, is this law on the books or is it proposed? I'm not clear on that.
Well, I think right now the legislation in California is proposed, but there are certainly other states where action has already been taken. In states like Massachusetts and Pennsylvania, payers, insurers have said that they'll stop paying for serious events, never events. And encouragingly, some hospital groups have proactively committed not to charge for these events in Washington, in Massachusetts, Vermont. So I think that this is really a signal of activity to come.
And it's very tricky And when you were saying that you estimate much larger numbers of people who are injured, explain to us exactly why it is very difficult to nail those numbers down, even in those cases where hospitals are required to report incidences of never events.
Well, I think these incidents will always go underreported to a certain extent, and the reasons for that are that I think in some cases people are afraid. They're not in a safe environment to talk about errors that have happened. These are care providers. In other cases, I think there's just a certain level of reticence about, acceptance of,
but there's also not any uniform standard for hospitals to report this across the nation, right?
There are some federal standards. There are some definitions that exist from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which would help us define what a particularly harmful event is. So that does exist out there. But I do think that just in many cases, some of these forms of harm, the most common are medication error, infection, surgical complication, would be considered almost byproducts of the care process, and we have to change that way of thinking and radically reduce that harm.
Joe McCannon, Vice President of the Institute for Health Improvement, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.